Since 2008, Democrats have gone 0-for-8 in statewide federal races. To find out why, we're traveling US 74 from the beach to Charlotte. Yesterday, we went to Brunswick County, where a surge of conservative retirees are boosting the Republican Party. Today, we head back west to a stretch of rural counties that's mostly majority-minority and used to be reliably Democratic. After Obama's election in 2012, they started flipping in federal races. Anson County was the last holdout until last month's election. WFAE's Lisa Wharf has more.
In this year's Senate race, Republican Ted Budd won Anson County with nearly 52% of the vote. If you want to know the last time Anson County went for a Republican in a federal race, Mark Hammonds will tell you it's going to take some digging through his files. He's the county's clerk of court.
I'd like to have on a pair of blue jeans and some boat shoes on, and I could feel real relaxed and getting down on my knees with gloves and maybe even a dust mask.
It appears to be Nixon in 1972, and before that, likely the Reconstruction era, a century and a half ago. Some people here say they saw it coming. After all, Democrats have been losing ground here over the past 10 years.
$50.90, all right.
Others like Marshall Ray, a staunch Democrat, were surprised.
Yes, sir, you come back and see us now.
He's a retired school teacher and now works at the hardware store H.W. Little in the center of Wadesboro. It's surrounded by a few tidy storefronts, a restaurant, a stately courthouse, and some churches. A couple people are out and about, a far cry from the 60s when he was a kid here.
I mean, sidewalks were just full. There was five or six restaurants uptown, two or three men's clothing stores, four or five women's clothing stores, two grocery stores, three car lots.
But over a couple decades, the textile mills closed. A Walmart moved in, and after driving out a lot of businesses, the Walmart ended up closing too. Just over a fifth of Anson County residents now live below the federal poverty line.
We're poor. Anson County is poor. And anybody that gives them hope of coming out of poverty is going to get their vote.
And do you think Democrats have been able to speak to that?
The message didn't come across this time. No.
Over the last decade, national Democratic strategists have focused on their new coalition of young voters, college-educated voters, and those of color. There has been a debate in the party as to whether their support among rural white working-class voters can fall any further. This year's North Carolina election shows that it can.
Democrats used to be for poor people, and now I don't even know what they're for now.
Christy Goodwin is a surgical technician. Her family owns a logging business. She's lived in Lylesville, a town of a few hundred in the eastern part of the county, her whole life. Early on, she leaned toward Democrats, but she's been voting Republican in federal elections for many years, even though there's been a series of moderate Democrats on the ballot.
If you look at history, when Obama was in office, everything went crazy. Trump gets in office, everything goes back down, interest rates are down, jobs are booming, and then bam, Democrat gets back in office, you're paying three times as much for stuff.
Shifts like this are happening abruptly now, says political analyst and Democratic strategist Thomas Mills, who grew up in Anson County.
What we're really seeing is a rapid shift, mainly of white working class voters, towards Republicans, some of whom voted Democratic for a long time.
It's not just Anson, which is roughly half African American. These dynamics are playing out in rural areas throughout the state. Margins are also tightening in rural Democratic strongholds in the Northeast, like Warren and Halifax counties. Mills says a smaller shift is happening among Black voters in rural areas, too.
It's not dramatic, but in a state where elections are routinely decided by less than 10,000 votes, it makes a difference.
Politics often comes up at Witt's gas station and convenience store in Lylesville. The early morning crowd tends Republican. The Democrats show up a bit later, says Adrian Martin, who works there.
Now, if you get them mixed in together, they'll be in here arguing, fussing.
The recent sheriff's election made for some heated exchanges throughout the county. It divided Democrats, often along racial lines. Most people agree that had an impact on the Senate race, too. Witt's is quieter in the afternoon. A handful of people gather on stools near the checkout desk, catching up. Martin votes Republican whenever she can. She says she knows Democrats who recently shifted.
A lot of people have switched just because they're tired of the way things are going, and they're going not the way they grew up.
Charles Rory is a Democrat who won't be swayed. He's a retired police officer and is involved in ministry. Rory says he was disappointed to see other religious African Americans vote Republican this time around.
And because the Democrats predominantly has been the ones who has supported abortion, a lot of them went Republican, went red because of that.
There's another factor at work. You can see it in Anson County and neighboring counties that flipped. Turnout among African American voters has declined since 2012, when Barack Obama was on the ballot. In Anson County that year, he received 62% of the vote. The new rural project focuses on getting younger people of color to vote in North Carolina. Cynthia Wallace helped found the group. They gather community members for conversations and give COVID vaccines and gift cards for groceries.
I think that kind of effort is what can hopefully bring back those voters that have felt unheard, that have felt left behind, that the kind of attention that we're, you know, hoping to build over, you know, not just 1 or 2 years, but over the long term is, I think, what's going to cause us to see a turnaround.
Since 2018, the number of registered voters in Anson County has dropped nearly 9%. Democrats hoped having a Black woman run for Senate would drive more Black voters to the polls. Sherry Beasley made campaign stops in all 100 counties, including a couple in Anson. Leon Gatewood runs HALA, a group helping kids and their families in the small, largely African-American town of Morven.
I mean, I did my part to motivate people to get in line to vote, but I don't tell people which way to vote.
That precinct, along with others in mostly Black parts of the county, saw a significant drop in voters this time around. In the last midterm election, Democratic congressional candidate Dan McCready was at the top of the ballot. He won Anson County with almost 58% of the vote. He picked up about 4,600 votes in the county. This year, only about 3,300 votes in Anson County went to Beasley.
Some people, especially young African-American guys, they don't feel like they get anything out of politicians. That's not my point of view. I think you have to get in the fight.
Gatewood points out the Senate race wasn't a landslide in Anson. Beasley only lost by about 400 votes. But that makes him think with some more work, Anson could turn blue again. If Gatewood is right, Democrats might have a chance to break their losing streak in narrow Senate elections. If not, they're likely to fall even farther behind. For WFAE News, I'm Lisa Wharf.